Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
So let's be Captain Bring Downs.
Oh, okay, yes.
There's a whole bunch of stories out of stuff that you probably like that is going to go away.
Banned.
It's good, like, okay, first off, Netflix is doing that thing again where, and I don't want to spend too much time on this because Netflix, they make the threat and then it comes back and then it's going away, but it's coming back. Like, I've heard that we're going to lose Friends and The Office. The Office is the number one show. Stream show on Netflix.
On Netflix.
And it's supposedly going away again.
Because they're not picking, they don't want to, they're taking it away or Netflix doesn't want to pay for it.
I think what it is NBC is starting its own streaming service.
Gotcha.
And they're like, why would we continue to give the only thing we got?
That's true.
To our competitor?
So they're going to just take it back.
But they had just signed a thing with Friends to keep it through like 2019, I think. And they've got Seinfeld through.
Oh,
like 2021 or something. But that, I mean, then that's it.
That's,
I'm going to tell you, my son, that's about all he does on Netflix is watch
those shows. Huh?
Yes. He watches Friends. Like, he knows, I never watched Friends and he knows all the stuff. He's doing this to me. He's doing, sorry, it's radio. I forget. The two fists together.
Oh yeah. That was,
I think
yeah,
that means like what
yes,
you think, it, but I don't know. Yeah. He's not doing it to me. Otherwise, I'd thump him.
That is, wow.
But he knows more about, isn't that weird
that
when your kid knows about
weird.
The pop culture from when you were a kid
yes.
than you know? Anyway, that's the smallest of the things
yeah.
going away. Another thing going away, I can't decide which one to do first because I know one of them will make you happy and one of them will make you mad. Do you want to be happy first or mad first?
How about mad first?
Okay. They're talking about getting rid of processed meats in New York City.
Yeah, I just saw that. But that's all I live on is processed meat.
If it's not processed, Steve's body wouldn't know how to. He doesn't know how to process it unless someone else has processed it
yeah,
first.
Right.
The mayor, Bill de Blasio, just approved NYC's Green New Deal that is going to phase out meat served within the city controlled agencies such as hospital, schools, and correctional facilities. So that means probably the end of hot dogs in New York. When you think of New York, what do you think?
Hot.
I mean, they could still have them on the street for now.
Oh, the street vendors. Okay.
But in a hospital or any place that the government regulates.
Okay, they're going to start there.
Yes.
Then, okay, schools, hospitals,
yes.
government buildings.
No more hot dogs.
No more hot dogs served in these buildings.
No more like
processed meats.
No more of your Buttig.
That's my
anything,
sandwich meat.
It's got to be, if it's not meat carved off, like the gyro thing, I don't know if that's processed. I don't know. But like.
Wait. When we go to that Rodizio place and they carve the fresh
that
meat
That I
up,
think is fresh.
Are they going to have that in like. The,
I think that's fresher meat. So maybe your your hot dog vendors will now have Rodizio gauchos running around. I'll take a caipirinha. You're in the hospital, sir. I know, but I heard you don't have processed meats anymore. Figured everything's a churrascaria.
Wow.
That got really.
Was fun.
Yeah. So they will be.
So then people that want to eat meat are going to have to. So only vegans
yes.
are going to be left.
Well, you
in.
Know, they phased out the big, you can't get a big soda there.
I just read, I'm way behind on that. That's a good, but we started out at 8-ounce bottles. We went to 12-ounce bottles. Then we went to 16-ounce bottles. And now we're at 20 and 32-ounce and 64-ounce.
But you can't go get a big gulp in New York.
Why can't I?
Because that's too much soda for you. They are telling you it's too much soda for you.
I was about to say, how about if I decide how much is
no,
it?
No,
oh, we got to have.
Yes.
Oh.
They decide.
Okay.
And they decided the processed meats are bad for you.
Okay, so what's, okay, what?
So then, what I think what's going to happen is.
So beef jerky, I'm going to get arrested.
You're probably. So what you got to do is, if you're a person who has self-control, you can live anywhere you want.
Okay.
But if you're a person who can't regulate your, if you're like, oh my God, given access to big gulps and hot dogs, that's all I'll eat. You got to move to New York and they'll be your discipline
they'll
for you.
They'll regulate for
yes.
you.
And
okay.
then I'm sure eventually you won't be able to take a cab anywhere. You'll have to like pedal yourself. You'll get in a car and they'll whip you and there'll be a treadmill
oh
in the car.
God. Wow.
Like, but it's a way to get everybody to do what.
Well, quick question.
Should
so
do.
So
yes.
the mayor went ahead and enacted these down, but let's
yeah.
say New York City gets a new mayor And the mayor's like, I don't know, we're going to go back to meat. So this thing is going to go back and forth.
But I don't see a meat mayor getting elected.
A meat mayor.
It feels weird to be.
Wow. Yeah. So if I'm running on a meat platform, yes. I have no hope of getting elected in New York City.
Meat platform. Are you talking about that's your agenda, or you're talking about you're literally standing on ground beef?
Yep.
My name is Steve. I want to be your mayor, as you can see. Standing on a pile of hot dogs. I want you guys to know. And you're just drinking out of just this ginormous big gulp. Yeah, I'm running on a meat and big gulp platform. If you want to be fat as hell in New York, I want you to be fat as hell in New York.
Vote for me.
Vote for me, people. My name is Steve. And then you drop dead of a heart attack right there.
Right.
That, oh my God, please move to New York.
Wait.
I just want to see the whole thing come down. All right, so I knew that would make you mad.
Yeah, what?
Because it's just, I mean, I, yeah.
Well, real quick, so to say I'm hurting myself, I'm not hurting the city, like the buildings
or
the streets.
Well, you kind of are, because then you're a drain on the health system, because you're fat and you're eating processed meats, you're going to have more heart attacks, you're a drain on the health system.
Okay.
I believe that's the logic behind it. And it makes sense. If we could keep everybody healthy, then
it wouldn't
cost as much in health costs. But then the flip side of that is, if everybody's healthy, they live longer and we have to keep them alive, so...
Good point.
I'm like, you want to eat processed meats? Hit it, dude. I'll step over your heart attack carcass. I'm good with it. The last thing that we're getting rid of is handshakes.
Oh, but you know what? I am so on board. Yes.
I'm a hugger.
Dude,
I love to hug.
I know. Go hug your friends and family, but nope.
An HR expert is saying we should ban all forms of physical contact inside the workplace.
You know what? Forever, dude, I don't like the American... thing of a handshake.
You don't?
I like Japanese. I like the way they do it, because you never touch each other. You still
acknowledge. Oh, you stand and you bow.
And you show respect, but you don't ever touch each other. Why are we touching each other in the workplace? We can communicate like this. We have emails. We have texting. Yet, why am I touching each other?
When you say it that way, you're right. I hate admitting that, but yeah, you're...
It's wrong. Especially with the Me Too stuff.
That is the main reason. HR person says the Me Too movement has forced employers to think about implementing more black and white policies.
Yes.
They're saying a handshake is probably the safest thing you can do, but it's probably smarter to even take that out of it. So there's literally no physical contact in the office. Because, you know, if you ever shook somebody's hands who either lingers, they put the hand over the top, or they caress a little more than you want.
Or they were just in the bathroom and they didn't wash.
Oh, they got the little wet hand.
Or that. They did wash and it's wet. Right? Let's just get rid of
time. Or they don't do the Dracula cough. So they cough into their hand.
That. I see no downside to this.
But you're the guy who gives massages to random people who walk by. You used to. You don't anymore.
It's been a long, long time.
And you stopped before you saw the writing on the wall, didn't you?
A little bit. Yeah. In fact, I'm encouraging this to be at every workplace.
So no, you don't want to touch anybody anymore.
And just stop touching
me. Not even between you and me. I mean, we know each other. We know each other for years.
Knuckle bumps. Yeah, I see that.
That's it. That's all I get from you from now on is a knuckle bump.
In the workplace, but outside of here, I know, dude. I know. It's just that we've come to that and I'm glad.
So you want a hot dog?
Yeah, but I don't want you touching me.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.